Committee, we will now turn our attention to House Bill 1159, which requires an employee's written authorization before money may be withheld from the employee's paycheck for a political purpose. Yeah, water would be better. Yeah. On Friday, February 9th, we opened the committee hearing for testimony on House Bill 1159. We heard testimony from the proponent, Hal Wick, and another proponent, Stanford Adelstein. We heard testimony from opponent, Senator Gil Ketzel, Lona Lewis, Paul Elward, and Richard Schultz. At this time, I will briefly open the committee hearing to additional testimony from proponents and opponents if they've not had an opportunity prior to this to testify on this bill. Are there any proponents of House Bill 1159 who would like to come forward at this time and testify?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, David Owen, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry, a partial proponent for 1159. My committee and I discussed this and decided to relate this sentiment to the committee. People should probably make an affirmative statement that they know and agree that their money should be used for political purposes. That should be done as efficiently as it can. And I have talked to the sponsor of the bill. There isn't much heart in this chamber, to be honest with you, to go and load that up with a lot of elaborate conditions that seem extraneous to that purpose. So to the point of saying, yes, people should make a conscious decision, yes, to every detail in this bill, not necessarily. And we wish you luck with your deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Any further proponent testimony on House Bill 1159? Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it for opponent testimony. Anyone who wishes to oppose House Bill 1159 who has not had the opportunity to register their testimony? One last time, any additional opponents to House Bill 1159? Is Representative Wick? Thank you. We'll now open the committee hearing to questions and answers from the committee. Any questions? Representative Michaels.
Question of Representative Wick. If there is no written document, say, my mother was a teacher, and if she did not indicate separately on a written document that she wanted a portion of those funds to go to SDEA, would she be guilty of a Class 2 misdemeanor?
I'm sorry, say again.
An individual is to contribute funds to the association, and the authorization must be separate and signed on a separate document. If she did not do so, and I'll compound the question, did a sent in one check, or actually has it debited in an aggregate, doesn't comply with these underscored provisions, is she guilty of a Class 2 misdemeanor?
Not the way I understand the way it's written.
Really?
But I'm not an attorney,
okay.
And
I'm just a follow-up, sir.
Yes, Representative Michaels.
I appreciate there's probably no other place to put this proposal, but it's shoehorned into a statute relative to corporations donating to us as in a campaign, and either the receipt or the remittance of those funds is a Class 2 misdemeanor. And I'm trying to reconcile a penalty provision with the goal that you expounded upon to provide an election form and really why there would be a penalty for that. So I'm struggling with that.
To my understanding, the penalty would not go to the individual but to the organization. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm not. I feel like I wish the attorney that helped with this was here, but at this hour he's gone. So.
Thank you, sir. Additional questions, Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Witt, my question and significant concern about this is that an individual contributing to an association, so if I write a check to the Life Underwriters Association for LUPAC, I have to also indicate to them that I want them to actually take the check and cash it and use it for a political purpose? And if I don't do that, I'm also subject to a Class 2 misdemeanor? My concern is about political contributions to an association, which there are thousands of associations in the United States.
There are thousands of associations in the United States, and this affects South Dakota associations, and your LUPAC association would be just like the chamber, which I think is a little bit their question. Would they have to get an authorization for funds to be spent for political purposes? And we do have an amendment that I'll offer in rebuttal that will allow that to be done at the same time that they request the funds, so that they can be done concurrently rather than separately.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I belong to SDEA, and I make pay membership dues to the Mitchell Education Association, the South Dakota Education Association, the National Education Association, and I also make a political contribution to the EPIC Fund. I don't know what those initials stand for. I write a separate check to the EPIC. I get pay deduct to pay all the other expenses. I have to sign a form saying that I want pay deduct. I have to list on that form how much goes to SDA, how much goes to MEA, how much goes to NEA, and I have to give my permission to do that. I sign a form for the SDEA. My question to you, sir, is how many forms do I need to fill out before you're satisfied that I know where the money that I freely and voluntarily give goes?
This is one form annually to ensure that the leadership and will work to make sure that everything is done to the liking of all of the membership. Perhaps you can take a look at it from the standpoint of the group that I belong to, the Airline Pilots Association. And there was a time when they had leadership that responded quite favorably towards what the majority of the pilots felt, and they had a lot of dollars to spend and so forth. And then they changed things, and there were a lot that decided they didn't like that.
Well,
so
Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, I understand what you're saying, and of course you can vote with your feet. You can resign your membership. You can get your money back. You can do all those kinds of things, at least I can. My question is, why is the fact that I acknowledge these things in a couple of three different places and have these two separate checks, why is that not sufficient for me to know now? Why must I fill out yet another form to comply with this act? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I send the EPIC separately, and I know that, and it's political action, and it's very clearly stated, and I sign the form. And I sign the form for pay deduct, and I very clearly lay that out. And then I sign my membership stuff for SDEA. I mean, if I don't get it in those three places, why would I get it in the fourth place? That's what I don't understand.
Because you need to specifically authorize the use of the funds for the purpose of contributing for the purpose of making political contributions.
Not to be argumentative, but I do that already with the EPIC. So you want me to fill out two forms instead of one?
You need to do one for the association as well.
Representative Lenski.
I just have a question based on some previous testimony that we had. It indicates on an authorization form prescribed by the State Board of Election, and at the time we were told that the State Board of Elections had not been consulted in regard to that. Have you since talked to them?
I went down to the Secretary of State's office, and they said that that would be no problem getting something done by the State Board of Elections. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I was going to respond to that in rebuttal later, but we do things all the time as the body to give people things to do that are changes in rules. In education, just a couple days ago, we had a athletic association, a bill that would affect them and require them to change their rules. And because their attorney was there talking, I happened to ask him the question, if we make these changes and require these changes, will the rules be in place by the time school starts? And he said, you bet, because they'll make the changes if, or design the forms if that's what the law requires.
Additional questions from the committee? Any additional questions from the committee? One last time, any more questions? Representative Karius.
Are we asking questions of either proponents or opponents?
That is correct.
Okay. I guess I'd like to ask anybody that's from the SDEA here. Representative Olson had indicated that essentially there is a checkoff that he has to authorize on his paycheck before it goes either from his paycheck to the association or specifically to the political action committee. There is no, in other words, there is no reverse checkoff where money is taken from paychecks without authorization. Is that correct?
You know, you're asking me two questions.
Then that'd be fine if you'd answer
okay,
both.
Okay. The thing is that when our members give money to EPIC, they do know what's going on. And they have a form that they sign. And, for example, on payroll deductions, if you're in a district, you do sign that you are providing that money. Now, we do have instances where people say we don't want to give that money, and we do give them a check back, yes.
Do they, let me ask you this, is the money essentially taken from their check unless they tell you no, or do you have to authorize the money to be taken in the first place?
It isn't that they sign that they are members. So when they sign that they are members, they say that they are signing for all of those things that we have put on the membership blank. And then if they want their money back in that $10, they do get it back, yes.
So they have to make a separate request, and if they do not, the money will be used?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Additional questions from the committee? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to questions and answers. Thank you, Ms. Lewis. And allow Representative Wick 3 minutes for rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And at this late hour, I won't take 3 minutes. The only things I'd like to touch on that he didn't already is that one of the opponents inferred, at least, that corporations contribute so many more dollars than others, and by law, I think it has to be pointed out that the corporations cannot contribute, only their PACs, and they would come under the same requirements. And because there was a concern that I really felt was very, very reasonable and very logical, I do feel that the intent is not to make a tremendous amount of extra work for anyone to accomplish the goals. So I have an amendment that on page 1, line 13 of the printed bill, after prior to, insert, or concurrent with, and if I can pass the amendments around so that everybody can have a copy. And with that, I would just say that I've covered the other items that I had, and I would appreciate your favorable vote, and we'll get on with the next bill.
Thank you, Representative Wick. Committee will now be open to discussion and or action on House Bill 1159. You have an amendment being passed out. What's the committee's pleasure? Representative Smith.
I'll move the amendment.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Smith moves and Representative Napoli seconds Amendment 1159 SB. Does everybody have a copy of the amendment? Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the amendment shall signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Bill 1159 is amended. Further discussion and or action?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Napoli.
Move to pass.
Is there a second?
Second.
Representative Napoli moves. Representative Smith seconds. A do pass on House Bill 1159 as amended. Discussion on the motion? Any Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If Representative Napoli is not going to discuss, I have a substitute motion to defer this to the 41st day.
Is there a second? Representative Olson moves a substitute motion seconded by Representative Glinski to defer House Bill 1159 as amended to the 41st legislative day.
I would have a comment or two if I might.
Yes, you may, Representative Olson. You have the floor.
Well, first of all, let me use my own situation. I give to EPIC, the political action committee of the teachers. And I do that in a separate check. And I do that in a separate authorization. And I know that they're going to do political contributions with that. But I don't know if Representative Schmidt got money or not, or if Representative Karius or anyone around here. And I don't expect to get a list of people. And I don't expect to have to go, well, yeah, you know, Orv Schmidt, he's a great guy. Oh, that's okay with me. And gosh, you know, that Gary Hansen, I don't really like him. No, that's not okay with me. You know, and to me, either we're already doing this in the sense that people make these contributions to LUPAC, as Representative Brown talked about, and you know they're for political action, and that's why you make the contribution. And we're already doing that, in which case we don't need this bill at all. Or the purpose of this bill is to have individuals who contribute to a political organization pass judgment on each and every political act that that organization takes. I think that's an undue burden. If I don't like what SDA does, I have a very simple remedy. I can ask for my money back, they'll give me my money back, and I don't join again. And the dues are significant. I'll tell you right now, my wife doesn't belong. She doesn't see the value of it. We have a difference of opinion there. And so she has made that decision. She does not contribute to EPIC because she thinks politics is a general waste of time. And so it just strikes me as insulting to suggest, and perhaps it's the time of the evening, my temper's growing short, but it's insulting to suggest that I don't know what I'm doing when I write out that EPIC check. It's insulting to suggest that when I read the form, I don't know what the words mean. It's insulting to suggest that I need to fill out another piece of paper to do what I'm doing already. It's insulting. It's insulting to every single person who writes a check to every single organization. If you don't want to contribute to political campaigns, don't write the check. If you want to have control over the individuals who get the money, write the check to them. That's not the way the real world works. This bill is unnecessary and, in my view, insulting and should die here and now tonight.
Thank you. Further, Representative Brown.
I agree with Representative Olson. I see the very same things, partisanship aside, of all the organizations and associations that are trade associations I send money to for them to use for a political purpose, for me to have to write another specific authorization for them to cash a check that I sent to them to use for the purposes which they exactly know why, otherwise they wouldn't get the check to begin with. The intent of writing the check to begin with helps that. I see nothing that this helps except give a lot of people a class two misdemeanor. I truly don't see the redeeming value of what this does to make our public policy system a better one.
Further discussion? Seeing none, committee, you have before you the substitute motion to defer House Bill 1159 to the 41st legislative day. Those in favor of the motion shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary shall call the roll.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
Duenwald.
No.
Dunnifin. Icarius.
No.
Glinski.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jaspers.
No.
Junkie.
No.
Michaels.
No.
Olson.
Aye.
Smith.
No.
Napoli.
No.
Peterson.
No. Motion fails 9-4. We're back to the due pass motion on House Bill 1190. Further discussion. Seeing none, the motion before, I'm sorry, I said 1190. My apologies, committee. House Bill 1159. Before the committee is the do pass motion on House Bill 1159. Those in favor shall signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary shall call the roll.
Brown?
No.
Dunwald?
Aye.
Dunnevin?
Aye.
Vicarious?
Aye.
Glinsky?
No.
Hansen?
No.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Michaels?
No.
Olson?
No.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
8 yes, 5 no.
Passes 8-5. Do pass. House Bill 1159.